So it was very much, we were called bleeders back then. It was normal. It was non-offensive, and it was just the normal to be called a bleeder. And so I was called a bleeder, and everybody was told that I was a bleeder. And in the school that I went to, they wanted to see me bleed, and they made sure I bled. So I had a really, really rough time. And this is starting in the first grade. So, and of course, the rule, talking with the doctors and my parents, the rule was don't fight back, it'll make it worse, which totally backfired, by the way. So I don't recommend that to any child to just take it. That is certainly not the route that that I would recommend.
So, yeah, because you are basically.
I'd beat up every day. Yeah. So and that stayed pretty continuous for a while. Matter of fact, I didn't fight back till fourth grade, which by then I already started seizures. So my seizures started at about the end of my third grade year. I had a I fell off a wall. We're sitting on a wall, that retaining wall on the top of a stairwell, and some guys were horseplaying and bumped into me, and I fell backwards. So it was only about 6 feet tall, 6 feet high, but it was enough to scare the heck out of me, crack me open a little bit. And after that, the seizures started, and they were very sporadic. So when they happened, and it was very, it was scary. It was isolated. It took us a while to figure out what was going on.
So did you feel, I mean, it's like when your parents say, and I always sort of wonder about this, when parents say like they wanted you to be normal, but did you feel normal?
Most of the time, no. No. I mean, I credit the fact that I've done so well in life as far as physically where I was when I became an adult, because my parents did allow me to do things, and my dad took me fishing, and we went camping, and we went hiking, and I wasn't completely isolated and bubble wrapped. I wasn't playing football. I didn't do any. They took me out of PE. So the where I spent most of my time, which was at school, was where I had the worst time of all. My dad mentioned that everywhere he went when it came to work, I was by his side. Heck yeah, that was the most fun ever. I got to go up ladders, and I got to be at construction sites. And you know what? Half the time I was just a cleanup boy, pushing a broom or cleaning stuff up, joint compound off of windows and stuff like that. But that was the most action that this hemo could ever get, right? So I took it, and but then Monday would come around, and I'd have to go back to school, and I'd have to deal with bullying and isolation and separation and anxiety, and I've barely recently realized that all of that led to depression that I constantly fight now, but that I lived with for years.